It's Thursday, September 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. We had a setback this week in vaccine development as AstraZeneca and Oxford University put a hold on their stage 3 clinical trials of their experimental COVID-19 vaccine. One participant in the UK came down with an unexplained illness, forcing the trial to shut down while an investigation is done. Rebecca Robbins, reporter at Stat News, joins us for what this pause means. Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Thanks so much for having me.
We had a little bit of a setback on vaccine development this week. A phase 3 study for the AstraZeneca and Oxford University vaccine candidate had to be put on hold due to a suspected serious adverse reaction in a participant in the UK. We're doing some of the trials here in the United States. This one person happened to be in the United Kingdom, but still they ended up putting a hold on the whole thing. So Rebecca, tell us what that means, and then we'll talk a little bit more about how vaccine development works.
So this hold is essentially a pause on the trial, a safety mechanism to investigate what happened, to find out why this patient got sick and see how widespread the issue might be and how serious it might be. It's important to keep in mind that clinical holds get placed on trials all the time. This is not uncommon. It's part of vaccine development, but it is a concern and it's worth checking out. So I think the observation from many folks in the scientific community is this is an example of science working the way it is supposed to.
One of the interesting things, though, is that since we're following all the news, any tiny little development when it comes to the virus right now, this can seem like a little bit of a setback, especially since the AstraZeneca vaccine candidate was one of the front runners. I think it's the first one that started phase 3 trials, at least in the UK. And everything's been moving so fast. So you hear, oh, we got to put a hold on it. That could be concerning to some people.
It certainly is. And experts we've spoken with do think that this will slow down the trial. It'll slow down enrollment of new patients as well as dosing for patients who are already in the trial. And again, this is a global shutdown. We're talking the shutdown of the various trials in the United States and several other countries around the world. And so this is something that could jeopardize the effort by the Trump administration to fast track a vaccine. There are certainly other candidates that are in the running, but this particular candidate, which was one of the front runners, may be slowed down.
And all this news came out just as the CEOs of 9 of these drug companies that are making these vaccines had a safety pledge and said, you know, we're going to go through the full process and not ask for authorization until things are safe and proved to work well. What do we know about the actual illness that this person suffered to put a pause on this? In my reading, I think someone from the NIH said that it could have involved a spinal problem.
So a colleague of mine at Stat, Adam Feuerstein, had an exclusive story on Wednesday, and he was able to get information from a private conference call that the CEO of the drug company behind this vaccine, AstraZeneca, had with investors. And during that conference call, the CEO said that the woman in the UK who triggered the shutdown of this trial experienced neurological symptoms, and these symptoms were consistent with something called transverse myelitis, which is a rare but serious spinal inflammatory disorder. The woman's diagnosis has not been confirmed yet, but she's improving, and she's likely to be discharged from the hospital as early as Wednesday, the CEO said.
And so what happens when these trials are shut down? Obviously, they're going to study what happened here. As you mentioned a little earlier, they're not enrolling new participants and they're stopping the dosing, except for those that might be in the middle of it and might need to continue for some reason or another. What are the next steps? They clear it. They say maybe this just happened coincidentally or something, and then they can just resume back at full speed again.
So we're certainly in the investigation phase at this point. Researchers are trying to figure out what happened, how serious this concern is, and whether it may pose a risk more broadly. So once they're able to figure out what's going on, that could trigger a restart of the trial. And so these pauses can be short, they can be long. We don't have enough information at this point to know how long it may take.
And what do we know about this specific vaccine from AstraZeneca and Oxford University? Because I know that some of the front runners, they're developing different types, some that are using mRNA and different other platforms for the vaccine. What do we know about this one specifically?
So this vaccine uses an adenovirus that carries a gene for one of the proteins in the virus that causes COVID-19. And so the idea is that the adenovirus will induce the immune system to generate a protective response against the virus. And this is a platform that hasn't been used in an approved vaccine. So there's nothing on the market using this platform, but it has been tested in experimental vaccines against other viruses such as Ebola.
Well, I mean, it's interesting to know that at least we were able to catch something, put the brakes on it. All of the early reporting that we had out of this vaccine candidate was fairly positive. There was other side effects, fever, headaches, minor things. They were deemed mild or moderate, and everything kind of went away over the course of the study. So hopefully what happened with this one could be an outlier, and that they can get back to it and see the larger part of the trial through.
Yes, I think everyone's hoping for a vaccine that's safe and effective. And I think while there was certainly some concern in response to this news, it can be very reasonably seen as a system working the way it's supposed to.
Rebecca Robbins, reporter at Stat News, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.